B-Pod Studios.
But right now, it is time for a bit that used to be considered complicated, but now has become beloved. It's the best show ever out of context, where we play things from throughout the week out of context. Let's see what we have today.
That is what it is.
It gets caught in my throat.
Is that Connor?
That's Connor.
Connor, who's filling in. Yeah, gets caught. Yeah.
Wait, was that when he was on with us? Or was that something they snagged from the morning, maybe? Because I don't remember him saying that when he was on.
Maybe we just didn't catch it.
Yeah, I don't know. Dill was on the prowl.
Oh, it was
nonstop.
Weekend show.
Oh, weekend show.
Oh, there you go. Oh, listen.
Savage.
Dylan is, yeah.
Dill's doing homework on the weekends,
look
huh?
Look at him.
Hard working guy.
Dedicated.
David Hasselhoff, I nailed.
You've said that multiple times.
I did? Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Oh, that's funny. I picked it up the first time.
How was it?
Shut your mouth.
Sometimes you're in the mood for a sausage, and sometimes you're in the mood for a hot dog. Been a whole week since we played that one.
Unreal, man.
My head's gonna start spinning it around and around and around.
Oh my god.
Is that me?
Yes! You did that today!
No, that was last Friday.
No. Dude, that was like last Friday.
He went all exorcist on us.
Dude,
remember?
Oh yeah, I remember that
now
that you said that. Yeah. Oh man.
Ricky literally went nuts last Thursday.
Last Thursday,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. They got Ricky's balls come in every once in a while.
Are you kidding me?
They're the arancini balls that I made.
Uh-huh. Right, but you didn't say that. You just go out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm not going to point out who calls them that, but somebody in the office says, when are you bringing in blank blank?
I know who it is.
I know who it is, too.
Is it an on-air or off-air person?
Off-air.
All right.
Like, I'm literally over here squeezing balls all day.
Come on, man.
Are those the same ones? Are those the same ones?
That's from last week again.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, man.
Who doesn't love Hooters?
That was today. Was that yesterday?
He says so much slop that we can't even put it together.
This is unbelievable.
This is an incredible run.
This is a tribute to me.
You get the drippage.
Oh my god, no. Dylan, I'm gonna kick your ass.
That was
from the morning show.
Yeah. Don't get on
I
Dylan.
Was talking about a Wendy's cheeseburger.
No. In his defense, I know where that one came from. Someone who watches on YouTube, watches the John Kincaid show on YouTube, also listens to us and wanted this segment. They emailed Dylan with the timestamp.
Oh my god,
time
I love
to
it.
Get it.
Man, I love it.
Rushed.
Hey, okay, welcome to the party.
I'll save it.
Twerk it. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna pass out. What is happening right now?
Yo, seriously.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
There's one more, but that's it for Ricky.
Some of them might make you queasy, make you nauseous, get you wet.
Tom Alvord. He's not even here to defend himself. What is he talking about?
Thomas. Queasy, nausea, and wet.
That does not fit the Tom criteria. That's not a Tom statement. Now, Fricky said that as a guy, Ricky.
Right?
You know?
He was referring to a water park.
Did he say moist?
It's out of context. Play that one
what
more
did he
time.
Say? Some of them might make you queasy, make you nauseous, get you wet.
The ride. Yeah, it makes sense when you know the context.
Right, but that's why it's funny.
Oh,
it's
man.
Out of context.
Let me tell you, that was maybe the best one so far of the best show ever out of context.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.